AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. The head of the joint team investigating the Russian plane crash last week in Egypt's Sinai Peninsula says a noise was heard in the last second of the cockpit voice recording, bolstering U.S. and British suspicions the plane was brought down by a bomb. But the official says it's too early to say what caused the plane to apparently break up in mid-flight. Meanwhile, in Egypt, British tourist Brelda Davy says she feels safe in Sharm el-Sheikh.
Don't feel that we need to get out of Sharm. I think it's an overreaction, personally, because, you know, you feel very safe. And, you know, there's no sort of, like, threat in Sharm itself.
BNSF Railway says five tanker cars that were part of a train derailment in western Wisconsin are leaking ethanol into the Mississippi River. The railroad says the train derailed about 8:45 Saturday morning, about 2 miles north of Alma, a town along the river. Backers of the Keystone XL oil pipeline are vowing President Obama's rejection of the project won't be the last word.
In a speech 2 years ago, the president said Keystone would only be approved if it
does not significantly exacerbate the problem of carbon pollution.
Yet the State Department concluded Keystone would actually have little impact, since Canada's dirty tar sands oil will come to market regardless. But Press Secretary Josh Earnest says building Keystone would make it harder to get polluters like China and India to join global climate efforts.
If those are policies that we only implement in the United States, it will not have the desired effect of preventing a warming planet.
Critics contend this latest rationale for rejecting Keystone is the difference between science and politics. Mark Smith at the White House.
In college football, among the winners today, Notre Dame, Stanford, Florida, and North Carolina. This is AP Radio News. Amid high anticipation and sharp criticism, Donald Trump is set to step on stage tonight to host Saturday Night Live.
Hi, I'm Donald Trump, and I'll be hosting SNL with Sia.
And the ratings are going to be
huge, according to Saturday Night Live regular Cecily Strong, who appears in the NBC show's promo with Donald Trump. Meanwhile, several Hispanic groups are protesting after Trump, who back in June described some Mexicans who were in the U.S. illegally as criminals and rapists. Typically outspoken, Trump has welcomed the controversy, predicting it would only boost his audience. Julie Walker, New York.
The United Auto Workers Union has reached a tentative contract agreement with Ford, a sign the union leaders expect GM workers to approve a similar four-year deal. The contract covers 53,000 workers at 22 U.S. plants. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.